Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearcel moves to second. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 2 in the game. McDermott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Umflett strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn pinch hits for early win. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.